call me, Tanya Rubin, at 989-553-5282. Remember, at Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered.
You love Thumb Cellular. Talk of, talk of, talk of the thumb. Talk of, talk of, talk of the thumb.
Nothing. Ubley leads in with not even 4 minutes into the ball game. They march 71 yards down the field in four plays, capped off by a Carson Husky 43 yards scamper into the end zone untouched after his first two broken tackles. It's 6-0 Ubley on the road, starting picking right back up where they finished this last game on this field last fall. And now kicking off for the Bearcats will be number 90, Cole Hagen, a senior. As the ball is in between the hash marks of the 40-yard line, kicking right to left across your radio. Deep back for the Pirates, that would be number 6, Luke Woodke, it appears, staying at about his own 17-yard line. It's a short kick, comes in at the 22-yard line. He's across the 30, down to the 35, and breaks out to about the 36-yard line. Tackle made on special teams by number 66, Austin Burke. Right guard, defensive tackle, 6'7", 155-pound senior for the Ubley Bearcats. First and 10 from the 35, they're going to mark him down there. For the Harbor Beach Pirates, trailing 6-0.
The Bearcats scored on their second possession. We'll see how the second possession goes for the Pirates. Looking for something a little more. They had excellent field position, taking over after an early turnover, a rare mistake ever made by the Bearcats. And four straight plays, Harbor Beach unable to even get a first down. They'll restart this drive and begin with the wing tee.
Splitting the hash marks, Dylan Cater under center, three-man backfield. It's a quarterback keeper, finds a gap, gets out to the 40, maybe the 41-yard line. Carson Husky on the hard hit on the quarterback, gets out to the 41-yard line, a gain of 6, second down and 4 at the 41.
That time, all three running backs, as soon as the play is snapped, dive straight ahead, and the quarterback, Kadar, is able to bounce to his left and then follow that blocker through the left side, and he finds a little running room and gets 6 on first down.
Interestingly enough, the officials are not touching the footballs as the center has to actually put it down where the officials are pointing out between each play. Second down and 4, maybe 4.5, working off the left hash by a yard. Dylan Kadar hands it off to Luke Woodke. He has the first down across to the 45, out to about the 46. Tackle made by Colin Oberski, 6'1", 180-pound junior for the Bearcats. Move the chains for the first time tonight for the Pirates.
Even after the play is done, you saw Woodke had to go over where the official has his foot pointed, put the ball right at the toe of the official's foot. Very interesting change, but not that big a deal either, right?
2020, I suppose. First and 10 from the 46. Starting center for the second year, Dakota Deer, 5'10", 210-pound senior. Also plays defensive tackle. Kadar under center out that left hash. Third option, Luke Woodke again has room to run. Gets out for about 8 yards across midfield down to the 46-yard line. Matt Brandle on the stop, the junior for Ubley. It's a gain of, we'll call it 8.5. Second down and short to go.
So far in the wing tee, you've seen Ethan Hessling on the left side with Boynton in the middle. And then Luke Woodke on that right side. And the last couple runs, they've attacked the left side, following that left side of the line through the gaps. A couple nice runs, 6 yards and 8 yards on the last two.
Second down, 1.5 yards to go. Still in that left hash. T formation, Harbor Beach sticking in for this entire drive so far. This is their fourth play. And off right up the middle to number 4, Caden Boynton. He has the first down and falls forward out to the 40-yard line. Matt Brandle on a second straight tackle for the Bearcats. Move the chains again for the Harbor Beach Pirates, starting to put a drive together.
Sure are, and finding room to run in that wing tee. Getting chunk plays, 5, 6, 8 yards a crack. That's what you're looking for in an offense. It doesn't matter what you're running. And so far, it looks like the spread offense is going to be put on the back burner for now.
Our reach finding some gaps there on the left side of the line. Coming out of this T formation, three-man backfield once again. Kadar under center, first and 10 from the 40-yard line. Left to right across the radio, 5:40 left in the first. 6-0 Ubley leading. Dylan Kadar in the second drive on offense for the Pirates. Dylan Kadar on the quarterback keeper, and he has nowhere to go, and he's trampled down for a gain of a loss of a yard. Colin Obersky on the hard hit on the quarterback once again. Second down, 11 to go for the Pirates.
And but Colin Obersky wasn't alone. There was about four white jerseys chasing Kadar around. Not a lot of room to run. Good job containing on the edges, not allowing Kadar to get going, get his speed, and get to the sideline. And Colin Obersky leads the charge to make that tackle for loss.
Second and 11 from the 41, 4 yards from the right hash. Now Kyle Breach coming out in the spread formation, two wide to the right, Woodkey and Booms. To the left will be Tanton Babcock, two men in the backfield, Kadar in the shotgun. Hand off to Keaton Boyden up the middle, has room to run, gets across to the 35-yard line, and in a second effort gets down to about the 34-yard line. Colin Obersky on another stop for the Bearcats. Now third down and manageable, about third and 4 yards to go for the Pirates.
That's what I like about Harbor Beach when they're in the spread. You think spread offense, you think screen passes, bubble screens, you think quick passes. I think of the running game that Harbor Beach has developed. They spread out a really tough, tight defense in the Bearcats. Make them spread out. Make those guys make tackles in space. And fortunately for the Bearcats, Obersky and Haleski are two of the better ones, but that play helped bring up a third and manageable now for the Pirates.
Hessling to the left, Boynton to the right, and he gets another handoff, jumps over the line, has the first down across the 30, and all the way down to the 26-yard line, and Colin Obersky with yet another tackle. That is his fourth of the night, one tackle for loss as well. Move the chains for the Pirates for the third time tonight.
And all you're seeing is the snap coming to Kadar, and Boynton cuts right in front of him, and they're still attacking that left side, following the left side of the line, and Boynton's able to follow his way through, make one cut, and get 4 or 5 yards and enough for a first down.
First and 10 from the 26-yard line. Sticking to the T formation, Kadar under center. In the backfield, Hessling, Boynton, and Woodkey. Hand off to Woodkey, going to the left side, down to the 20-yard line, tackled forward, down to the 19-yard line. Levi Peruski, number 11, on the stop. He's a 5'11", 170-pound senior. Second down and 3 to go.
And they really shouldn't be surprised. One of your better offensive linemen in the county probably is Grant Smoglitsky with his size. So it's no surprise they are attacking that side. And it's been working so far, especially in this drive.
3:18 left in the first quarter. 6-0, Ubley leading, Harbor Beach trailing.
That's absolutely right. Nathan Kane is no small man either.
No, he isn't. Three men backfield. Kadar in the straight T. Hand off to Luke Woodkey again. She has some positive yards. Gets close to that first down stick. He may be short by about a half a yard. Tackle made by Aiden Bukoviak. We'll go with that for now, at least, for the Ubley Bearcats. I'll get a correction there at halftime. 2:53 left in the first quarter. Sandusky leading 8-0 in the first quarter. Over. They're playing Bad Axe. Third and yes, and a yard to go. 2:35 left in the first. Harbor Beach facing deep into Ubley's territory.
Ubley did a nice job in that last play, finally slowing down that run along the left side.
Hand off up the middle to Caden Boynton. Looks like he has the first down. Stopped down at the 15-yard line. He needs to get to about the 16.5. Nolan Van Erb, there's a familiar name. Linebacker, 5'10", 195-pound senior for the Bearcats, makes the stop, but not until after Harbor Beach's fourth first down of the night.
Yeah, just a short gain. The Bearcats starting to chop down those gains, but Harbor Beach only needed one. They get a couple and reset the downs. Now first down at the 15-yard line of the Bearcats.
2 minutes remain in the first, working off the left hash. Kadar under center, three men backfield, Hessling, Boynton, and Woodkey for the Pirates. Let's go, Black. Probably coming out with four linebackers. Kadar keeps it for himself, dives to the left, tries to get out of that first tackle, but Carson Haleski hangs on tight, and he only gets out for maybe a yard, maybe 2 yards on the gain. Second down, 8 to go.
And part of that game plan is going to be make someone other than Kadar beat us. And so far, the Bearcats have done an excellent job of negating what Kadar has been able to do on offense. Bearcats create second down and long.
Second down, 8 to go from the 14-yard line, maybe the 13-yard line, in Ubley's red zone. Harbor Beach trying to get on the board for the first time tonight. They trail on their home field 6-0 to the Ubley Bearcats. Backyard Brawl 2020, a little bit different atmosphere than the per se the normal Backyard Brawl. Hand up off the quarterback keeper to Dylan Kadar again, and Obley sniffs that one out from the get-go. Number 66, Austin Burke, defensive tackle, stops him after maybe a gain of a yard. Sets up now, third down and ways to go.
Austin Burke holding down the center of that defensive line. Played there last year, got a lot of reps. Leaning on him heavily to try and maintain some of those big bodies. Does an excellent job there, getting his hands on Kadar and tripping him up for no gain.
40 seconds remain in this first quarter. Clock winding down. Ubley 6, Harbor Beach nothing.